we find on something.
When you put it in this, yes. Om Janadim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagatpuram Pagapatme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mukhidmukhidu. So we are discussing Narada Bhakti Sutras. So we have come, Narada is now telling the definitions of how to attain that bhakti. What is the first thing? That this is the goal. So he described what is true bhakti. Now it is the condition. Okay, I am here. God is there. How to slowly reach? Different teachers are there. He had quoted three different teachers. That's what I think we had discussed earlier. So, Puja Dishu Anuraga Iti Parasharya. Parasharya means who?
Yes.
Veda Vyasa. Veda, according to Veda Vyasa, if a person does puja, etc., this refers to mostly external activities. So, puja also has got two states. One state is where a person wants to get bhakti and does puja. Another state is, he has already got bhakti, but he enjoys. I gave the example of Pavahari Baba. Pavahari Baba, he had a swing in which Radha and Krishna were kept. Swamiji met him. He was a very advanced yogi, realized his soul. Swamiji was surprised. Why are you keeping all these things? It's supposed to be meant for beginners. Like, you know, when a child, A, B, C, D, A for ant, etc. So, very sweetly, Pavahari Baba replied, why do you think it is all for me only? That means whatever I do, not necessarily that it is meant for me. After realization, a person continues the same activities so that he could be an inspiration for other people. Swamiji understood. Then he declared, Pavahari Baba is one of the greatest, not only yogis, but greatest teachers, teacher ops. So according to Veda Vyasa, now I will explain very simple way. Why do I need to explain? Because so many people have this wrong idea that puja is meant for very, what is called, low class people. External rituals. According to Patanjali Rishi, there are 8 steps for perfection. That's why his methodology is called Ashtanga Yoga. Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. So we are all advised, very unfortunately, that you sit and meditate. Where is the place of meditation in according to Patanjali Yogi? It is the 7th, just before Samadhyana is the 7th and Samadhi is the 8th. And we start from 7th only, without going through Yama and Niyama and all those things. Even in our Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, this beautiful idea is given. There are some Brahmanas. So what do? They want to take to sannyasa because they have understood the ephemerality, emptiness of this world. But how do they express? So 3 types of desires they have to give up. The desire, the word desire in Sanskrit is called yeshana. So dharaishana, putraishana, lokaishana. Our Vedic rituals, first part of the Vedas, is called Karmakanda. It is concerned with these 3. How to get a most suitable wife. Dara Eshana means desire for wife, desire for children, and desire for higher lokas. Loka Eshana means that either you want to go to Indra Loka, Swarga Loka, Chandra Loka, means higher happiness. Now we should not misunderstand, when a man wants a woman, that's not the meaning here. According to believers, and according to Hinduism, there's a definition of who is a believer and who is a non-believer. according to Vedas, a person who believes in God but doesn't believe in Vedas is a Nastika, a non-believer, atheist. But a person who believes in the Vedas, may not believe in God, is a Astika. You have to understand that one. So these people are Astikas, Brahmanas. So what do? In the first part of the Vedas, it said, how you can be happy in this world and also in the higher worlds. To be happy, happiness is an effect. So you have to produce the seeds. If you want good mangoes, you will have to sow. Do what first of all?
Sow the seeds.
Not any seed.
Good seeds.
Good seeds. Otherwise, it will become Andhra avocado mango. It should be just what is called Bombay Alfonso. I don't. There are better varieties than Alfonso now. It has got so much of flesh and golden color and flavor and small seed and sweetness. Hybrids. They are making awesome. One is called Mallika or something like that. Like that now, other things are found. What is my point? If we want an effect, we should produce the cause. We have to sow the cause. What is the cause? Dharma. So dharma produces sukha. Dharma produces what? Punya. Punya, what is punya? We discuss.
To squeeze happiness from any situation.
Under any, what is, you know, the definition of punya? You won't get this in the scriptures. It is there, but hidden way. The ability to squeeze happiness under any circumstance, good or not so good, favorable or not so good, is called punya. And to squeeze unhappiness, even under the best of circumstances, is called papa. Yes, there are so many people. They commit suicide. They do so many things. They are very unhappy. Anyway, what I am telling, the first part of the Vedas is full of rituals. Yajnas, yaga. Now, to do yajna for a householder, so yajnas and yagas cannot be done by three ashramas. Brahmacharis have no right. Vanaprasthins have no right. Sannyasins have no right. That's why, you know what is sannyasa? To remove the sacred thread, to remove the stika. These are the symbols of grihastha ashrama. So to do rituals, one has to have wife. That is why Sri Rama could not do that ashwamedha yajna without Sita. So he had to create one golden image of Sita and then do it. That is called Dhara Peshana. Then our people also believe in continuously doing rituals. But when one's life is coming to an end, it is his duty to impart this, to pass on this knowledge to somebody for that Putra Eshana. So scriptures have created a psychosis, fear, that if you don't have a child, you will go to a special naraka called Pum Nama Naraka. So Pum Nama Naraka Trayate Idi Putraha. Who is a putra? He who saves you from the special hell. But nowadays what happens, many putras, they land the fathers, even while living also, in that naraka, worse than naraka. Some. Okay. So this is called Putraishana. And then location. They all believed we can be happy in this world, we can also be happy in the other world. So for that, they will have to have the certain rituals. These three are most important rituals or desires. Dharaishana, Putraishana and Lokaishana. Or to put it in simple words, Putrecha, Dharecha, Lokecha. So, if a person wants to become sannyasi, he has to give up these three. When can he give up? He had already tasted all those three. And he knows the hollowness, emptiness, the what is called very transitoryness of this world. He is in search of something which is much higher. For that purpose, he has to give up his sannyasa. So this is process. So grihastha ashrama, it is most people are grihasthas only. So it is their bounden duty to do things according to the directions of the scriptures. So what happens? He is advised, you meditate upon God. His mind is not easy to control. So to make the mind control, what is the first thing? Before dhyana, what does come? Dharana. What is dharana? Ekagrata. One-pointedness. Our mind is not having one-pointed. Therefore, puja helps us. For a restless person, puja is the best way for controlling the mind. How does it work? So the mind, now I am thinking about some trees. Now I am thinking some clothes. Now I am thinking some flowers. Now I am thinking some fruits, some sweets. Mind is running here and there. The scripture has to show a way for that person. So what else is? You want to think about fruits? Fine. Want to think about sweets? Fine. But then you have to do one thing, that you worship God. For that, first of all, you have to gather flowers. Then you will have to make sandal paste. Then you will have to clean the place. Then you will have to collected flowers. You have to decorate garland, decoration, etc. Then you have to bring certain utensils and then wash them, etc. When you are doing all these things, these are all different activities. Collecting flowers is a different activity. And making sandal paste is a different activity. Like the different activities. But all those activities held by one central thread. What is that? So the flowers are for Krishna. The fruits are for Krishna. The sweets are for Krishna. The cleaning is for Krishna. The decoration is for Krishna. The garlands are for Krishna. New cloths are for Krishna. Everything related. So what is happening? Different activities, different thoughts, but that which binds centrally is the thought of God. Puja. When a man goes on doing for a long time, then he doesn't need to do it. Why? Because naturally he evolves. God becomes prominent. Other things become secondary. That is the purpose of puja. So some people, he said, how did he start his spiritual life? Puja. Dakshineswar temple was built for him. So he refused to take. Afterwards, his eldest brother Ram Kumar had taken up. Then he himself had taken up. And then very soon, the only difference is we take Janmas. But in his case, very soon, his mind had become completely, he doesn't need all this. How long do you need that pole vault? Until you? At that time, you should not take it. Yeah, otherwise, you will not get anything. Pole vault. It is a hell. Take the hell, leave it. And one day he came out and said, I will not do any more puja. I won't be able to. Because, what is the purpose of puja? To see God everywhere. And I am seeing God everywhere. Pulanta Jyotir. You know that? Gagana Mayathala Ravichandra Deepaku Bane. You know, Guru Nanak, one evening, wanted to enter into a temple to witness the Aratrika. He was in such a condition, you know, dirty, evil smelling, perhaps cloths are not washed. So the pujaris refused to allow him to enter. He came out. By that time, it was dark. He looked up. The stars started appearing. Then he burst into the sun. Gagana Maya Thala, the whole Akasha, the Thala. Ravi Chandra Deepaku Bani, the sun, the moon, the stars, Evitaraka Mandala Jyotire. The Arati is going on 24 hours. So in the Arati, we show the light. The sun, the moon, day and night they are doing Arati. You are only doing for 15 minutes. They are doing 24 hours for Virat. And then afterwards you show all the flowing rivers, all the rains that come is doing Abhisheka. And they are offering you the water. And all the flowers, they are doing puja. So the whole world is clothing you, these beautiful decorations, everything is decorated. And the Vayudevata, 24 hours, he is doing chaman. What can, how much time you can hold this? After 15 minutes, your hands will become. And how much time he is fanning you? 24 hours non-stop from birth to death, he is fanning you. This is my child. What puja can you do? Ganga jale, Ganga puja. So what is the point? He burst into the song. He realized everybody is worshipping God only. We are also worshipping God. We are thinking we are not worshipping. This is the puja tattva. He was the, for whose sake? So, puja, what does it do? It is a vehicle of devotion. At the same time, it concentrates the mind. So that is the useful. It makes us from Gauna Bhakti to Paravi. But some people, even after reaching, they enjoy it so much that they do it themselves. This is the opinion of Veda Vyasa. Then, Kathadishpiti Gadga, there was another great sage. He says, there is another, that is external. But this one, Vachika. What is, Vachika means what? Verbal. So you talk about God, you listen about God, you sing about God, and you listen all the discourses, all related to God. Katha Dishu Iti Garga. Garga is of the opinion that one should listen to the stories of God. It is a very beautiful incident in the Ramacharitamanas. Sri Rama was banished to Dandakaranya. So he goes along with Sita and Lakshmana. And Sita and Lakshmana were not banished. Voluntarily, they accompanied. What is the secret? Where there is God, there will be dharma. Where there is God, there is also bhakti. Sita represents what? Bhakti. And Lakshmana represents what? Dharma. Good behavior. You know why? I'll tell you. These are all secrets. Not so secrets, but secrets for those who don't know. Sita sent Rama in search of a golden deer. He said, such a thing doesn't exist. No, I saw him. You go and bring it to me. I want to. So Rama reluctantly went. A cry was heard. Ah, Sita, ah, Lakshmana. Then Sita mistook it. Rama was being defeated. And then he needs help. We know the big story. She accuses Lakshmana, you are after me. A horrible thing. Anyway, so Lakshmana went away. What did he do? Before going? One big circle said, if you don't go outside this, no harm will come to you. But if you step outside, then immediately harm will come. Ravanasura came. He cannot come inside. And he came the Gaja monk, Rishi, Muni, like that a monk. And this lady, Bhiksham, they give me. Please come inside. I will give. No, you have to come outside. She should have suspected why he was not able to come inside. So she believed because when the Vinashakale, Viparita Buddhi, so she stepped outside immediately. To the whole earth also. So beautiful, you know, he can't touch her. So he had to dig like that, like a huge, what is called, digger, tanker digger. And then the whole earth, he put a push from one and he was going like that. So, what is that Lakshmana Rekha? Dharma. If you don't go outside Dharma, no Adharma, Dharma and Adharma, completely opposed. So an adharma can then cannot harm you unless you go to it. And she unfortunately went outside. This is a reason. That is called Lakshmana is where there is Brahma, there would be Dharma. And where there is Brahma and Dharma, there will be also Bhakti. Beautiful is this. Anyway, so Katha Aditya's Rama, Sita Lakshmana event, they met Valmiki and Rama asks very innocently, show me a place where we can live in peace. Because so many people were accompanying. A restrict is lonely place, ekanta. At the same time, beautiful place. Oh, Maharshi, you know this forest very well, so you do this. And then Valmiki smiled. Ramachandra, he says, I want to ask you a question. First, you tell me where you do not live, then I will tell you where to do. That means you are Paramatma. Yes, Paramatma, where are you not? In Potana Bhagavatam, Indu Galudandu Ledani, Indendu Vedikin. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlada, where is your Narayan? He says, what question? What a question. If you show me that he is not here, he is not there, then I can show you where he is. But when a person is everywhere, where is the question of asking? Then Hiranyakashipu did not understand. Stambha. Pillar. Yes. He is not only in the pillar. He is the pillar. Immediately he takes his gada and breaks. Immediately Ugra Narasimha comes out. But the point is, what is that pillar? Our ego. Pillar is our ego. So what is the distance between us and God? Only pillar. Remove the pillar and then Kara. This is called Kara. Only Kara. What is Kara? Do you know what is Kara? Whatever is added to Aham is Kara. Body, mind, in other words. There is no world excepting body and mind. That is the only world. So, like that. But then Rama smiles. Then Valmiki tells one thing. 3 pages goes on to explain. O Rama, dwell in the hearts of those people who are never satisfied, even after hearing your stories a million times. The more they hear, the more they want to. Take wonderful description, that particular find out in the Ramacharitamanas. It is there. I now Google, internet, all these things, free. Goswami Tulasidas had written this one. It is called Ramacharitamanasa. In that Ramacharitamanasa, Rama meets first time Valmiki in Dandakaranya. Then this conversation takes place. Then what does Valmiki tell? Obtain in order for God to dwell in his heart. So Bhagavad Gita also tells, Ramayana tells, Bhagavatam tells, everything tells. But the way he presents it, in this beautiful, attractive way, that is it. You enjoy God in so many ways. That's what is Katha Tishviti Garga. The Garga must have been a great bhakti teacher, teacher of bhakti, like Vedavyasa. Is Vedavyasa a teacher of bhakti? Vedavyasa is a teacher of bhakti. How do you know? The whole Bhagavatam came because of is I'm not having peace of mind. Why are you not having? You have written Mahabharata, you have written Purana, written so many. Are there no bhakti Puranas? It is only another way of telling it. Not that he did not have bhakti. You did not specifically devote your life for describing Mahavishnu's kathas, avataras, and glories. Then, who is, what are his glories? Then Narada gives the whole lot. Then he put it, expanded it, which came to be known as Srimad Mahabhagavata. Beautiful. Really beautiful. If we, each skanda, especially Rasa, Panchadhyay, 5 chapters devoted to Rasa Leela. Marvelous. Shukadeva himself is teaching to whom? Parikshit Maharaja. Anyway, so Vedavyasa is telling that Puja Adishu. Garga is telling Katha Adishu. Katha means what? Anything related to God, I want to hear about it. I want to listen to it. I want to talk about it. I want to sing about it. If I do some yatra, natakas, it should be only about God. Anything other than God, I don't want to do anything. Can develop this kind of anuraga in kathas, then he is on the way to obtain bhakti. Then comes the atma prati avirodheni iti sandilyaha. Oh, what is this one? Atma prati avirodha. A man should be always aware of what. అక్కడ ఒక స్విచ్ ఉందమ్మా, మొట్టమొదటి స్విచ్. యూ వన్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ ఇనఫ్. ఫస్ట్ ఆత్మ రతి. ఏ పర్సన్ మస్ట్ బి అబ్జర్వ్డ్ ఇన్ ఆత్మ, నాట్ బాడీ మైండ్, పరమాత్మ. సో వాట్ ఎవర్ ఈజ్ ఇనిమికల్ టు థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ రియల్ సెల్ఫ్, సో ది పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ టు డివోట్ హిస్ లైఫ్ సో దట్ anything opposed, discard it. Anything favorable, and improve it. What we call satsang. What is satsang? Anything that makes our mind go towards God is satsang. Very interesting word by itself. So, three teachers he quoted. So, first one is Vedavyasa, second one was Garga, third one was Khandilya. Khandilya was a great rishi. In fact, our Swami Harshanandaji, he has translated this beautiful Khandilya Bhakti Sutra with commentary. Very beautiful, this one. There are many other teachers of it. Of course, Narada was the greatest teacher. So, what about Narada? He himself says, what is my opinion? I am expressing. Why he expressed other people's opinion? He was not fanatical saying, I am the only teacher. And Narada will not accept a person who is a professor in a department. A person who himself is well known as a bhakta to everybody. 1 minute. If anybody switched off that one, or it has gone by itself. First one.
Anagidya.
Oh, then everything has gone. Even this.
UPS went away, right?
UPS also went away. The other also went away. Anyway, it is very good. For the audience, it is especially helpful. When they close their eyes and listen to me, they enter into a hypnotic state. Okay. So, Naradastu tadarpita akhila acharata. Whatever a person does, through kayika, vachika, manasika. Akhila acharata tadarpita means they must be totally dedicated to God. There was a very great Christian saint called Brother Lawrence. He was not a very learned person. He was a lame person. Then he had marvelous spiritual experiences. Later on, he came to know he's a great teacher. So this person had not written any book. When his name and fame were by word of mouth was spreading, one bishop, he came. Because so many people claim. So he wanted to examine. The moment he started associating with Brother Lawrence, he was a bishop. This was just like a small brahmachari who joined right now. This is called brother. Immediately, he fell down at his feet and said, all my Bishop Giri and others are completely useless. You are the greatest person. So for a few days, he stayed and he recorded everything. And that records had been published now. Letters of Brother Lawrence. Practice of the presence of God. Have you heard? Practice of the presence of God. Therein, he says one particular statement which is so marvelous. I will not lift a straw but for pleasing God. That means I will not do anything if I think it is not reminding me of God. If it is not for the service of God, I will not do anything. Such was the statement. Every bhakta, he will not even eat if it is not for the sake of God. So you may say, then he has to eat, his body will not survive. Yes, but this very purpose of this body is for whose purpose? Serving God. This is the attitude. So if a person is sleeping, it for his sake or for God's sake? For God's sake. You know what he says, devotee? May I sleep well, so that tomorrow morning when I get up, joyfully, with full wakefulness, with full alertness, I can devote myself to God. If I don't sleep well, then tomorrow, whatever I do, I'll be sleeping. So if I lift my hands, that is your arati. If my legs move, that is the pradakshana. When I am breathing in and out, that is pranayama. And then when I am lying, nidra, samadhi sthiti, that is the spiritual attitude we have to develop. That's what Narada is telling. Naradastu sadarpita akila acharata. And then he says something very tad vismarane. If I forget, not if I, if any devotee who claims to be a devotee forgets God for a moment, tad vismarane parama vyakulata, tremendous, what is called, anguish of the heart will come. Why am I doing? Oh Lord, why did I forget? What a terrible thing. That is, yes, we meant, not appropriate example. Suppose a mother is walking and she is holding her small baby, playing with her, and then she did not see there was a ditch. She missed her foot and then she falls down. The head of the baby is smashed against the pavement or ditch and the child is dying. What would be the condition of the mother at that time? Just imagine, you have to imagine. What would be the condition of the child at that time? Paramat Vyakulata. Oh my God, what did I do? I have done what I should never have done. Not taking care, not playing with the baby, but I have to forget the baby when I am walking. If a mother is sitting, then forget the whole world. But if a mother is driving, what should she do? That's why sometimes I advise my, shall I repeat God's name? Say, no. Pay attention to driving. So you can think of God after I get up, get down, then you do whatever you like. No longer I am in the car, you only say, so many foolish fellows. That is how accidents happen, really. Whether we are there or not, is it not? So, tad vismarane parama vyakulata. Man, bhakta cannot live without God. Like dehi cannot live without prana. Like that he cannot. Tad vismarane parama vyakulata iti. So, these are some of the points we discussed. Let us.
Chandilyas.
He was a bhakti teacher.
Chandilya quote in
Bhakti Sutra.
Here, in this Vyasa Puja, Gargara is Katha, and Chandilya
Atmarati Avirodheniti. So, whatever helps us to move forward with God, you be completely absorbed in it. And whatever puts an obstruction to it, that completely you pay attention. Because if you don't pay attention, your mind will naturally, like pura samskara, it will be going like anything that will. Be careful, be alert, watch yourself, see whether you are going towards God, not. Atmarati means you must delight only in Paramatma and in nothing else. That is what it says. Asti evam evam. Naturally, anybody, as though Narada was teaching it to some students, as though they were putting a counter question at this point and says, sir, your talk is very fine. Are there any examples? Because we have to see an example. The science says, you have talked very finely about the theory of relativity. But can you prove it? So we also said, you are talking about it. Is there any devotee, is there any sadhu, is there a yogi, whom we can see all these things manifested? What was Narada's answer? Astu evam evam. Not one. Plenty of examples are there. There are so many bhaktas are there. Really. Of course, they don't come into our purview. Those who go to big namas are another thing. Don't trust them. Bigger the nama, you should be cautious about them. A devotee, a sattvika devotee, will not want anybody to know he is a devotee of God. Who says? Sri Ramakrishna says, the more a devotion enters into life, the less we are likely to display. So another thing also is there, you know, vidya dadati vinaya. The more learned a person, the more he will be humble. So the more a person advances in devotion, do you know what happens? The more hesitant he becomes to show off his devotion to others. So that person has more devotion than me. The other person has got more devotion than me. But in comparison with them, I am nothing. So that vinaya automatically comes. And bhakti is also nothing but vidya, knowledge. Vidya means what? Knowledge. What is the knowledge? The more we think of God, the more we are astonished. Is it ever possible for the finite to ever reach the infinite? I am a kuchka fellow. Without thy grace, I will never be able to reach you. And we will also quote Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sikshastaka later on. So there is one verse there. Astaka means 8 verses. Sikshastaka means 8 verses on spiritual instructions. There is one is there. So, O Lord, you have created infinite names so that if there are infinite number of people, each one of them can choose which name. And you have deposited the power, infinite power, in each name, not in one name. Each otherwise different. Oh, that name, it's okay, but it doesn't have this much power. No, every name, Vishnu Sahasranam, Shiva Sahasranam, Lalita Sahasranam, every single name has the same power like any other name. And you have not instituted any particular time, any particular place, any particular condition. You have to take bath, you have to put on fresh cloths, you should not be muddy, there's something in muddy, all these things, nonsensical thing. So this fellow, they are all absorbed only in the externalities. You have not put any condition. You are sick, you are healthy, you are lying down, you are walking, you are doing something, any condition, you have the right to think. Tathapi, even though you are so kind, I have not developed the devotion to even one particular name. How unfortunate. So beautiful, this Sikshastaka. So, this, what is plenty of examples are there, plenty of devotees are there. Now the question comes, do we have such people now? Or is it only Narada's time, Vedavyasa's time, Sri Rama's time, Sri Krishna's time? Not now. Yes, plenty are. But the problem is, those who are advertised, you know, what is called now, selfie. What is selfie? Selfish. Selfie means what? Selfish. I want to see myself. Who wants to see, excepting you? Nobody wants to see yourself. So we are forced to see ourselves. There's plenty of devotees. The more they are advanced in devotion, the less they are likely to advertise themselves. Sattvika devotee, description. Rajasika devotee, description. Tamasika devotee, description. Given by whom? By Sri Ramakrishna. In the Gospel, we get Tamasika devotee, you know, the whole world should know, and he is celebrating a puja. And then Rajasika persons will put on a special silk cloth. There will be a Rudraksha mala, and some of the malas are made out of gold, and this decoration is dhoomdham. Everywhere there are beautiful, and he will invite people, music. Whereas a sattvika person, maybe dilapidated room, only one room, is somehow the rain doesn't fall. Nagamahashaya's description. And then he sits, torn cloths, torn mosquito curtain. Whole night he is meditating. Morning he is sleeping. People think, poor man, he must not have got good sleep. Or he is plumb lazy. He wants to get up only at 12 o'clock. Like, people don't know what he is doing. Whole night, a moment, Latu Maharaj, Totapuri Maharaj. You know what Totapuri Maharaj is telling? Daytime, people used to move. Nighttime, as soon as nighttime comes, 8 o'clock or something, he will make the dhuni fire bright, sit down in yogasana, and whole night he will meditate. Latu Maharaj even worse. At least here he is sitting and meditating. What is Latu Maharaj doing? But he lies down, puts one thick kambal, and people think, you try. One day you try to do japam, lying down, whatever. It is the quickest way to attain samadhi. Our samadhi, not this. Latu Maharaj, he will not have one wink of sleep. Why? Because he has mastered, like Arjuna, like Lakshmana, mastered sleep. These people were like that. They are very silent. They don't want any exhibition. When they come out, in fact, when they come out, people may mistake. This person never goes to the temple, never bows down, do all those. Deliberately they do. Inside, they are like that. Anyway, I am tempted to tell you a beautiful story. There was a king and his wife. The wife was tremendously devoted to God. King never takes God's name, never wants to take God's name. Absolutely no relationship with God. The wife was very chaste and highly devoted. All her japa, tapa is, oh Lord, please make my husband a devotee of God. Like that she used to. Years and years and years passed. So every day they used to sleep together. So one night what happened? Suddenly the wife got up. And she heard this constant whispering is going on. And then the king was muttering something. Very, very aspashta. So she went near. Constantly, he was, whole night he was turning. So immediately, the queen jumped up with joy. My God had heard my prayer. And then she calls the minister and gives secret instructions. And by the time the king got up, all the fellows were decorated, took bath, waiting like Tirupati Venkateshwara for Darshana, like that. Then the king got up and saw this wonderful music and all that. He asked, what is happening? The wife was happily smiling. Called his minister and asked, what is this happening? Sir, your wife, queen, had commanded us that it seems that you are a secret devotee of God. You are uttering non-stop the name of Rama. So, in joyous celebration, we have declared this as a state holiday and celebrate. The moment the king heard, he said, oh Lord, why do you keep me alive? My secret has become public. I don't want to live any longer. And immediately gave up his body. So, that is the ideal of the Ramakrishna. A real devotee, as we progress, we want to become less and less ostentatious outside. But more and more, we go inward. That is the reason why we cannot recognize. Only as they say, one thief recognizes another thief. only one great devotee can recognize another great devotee. So there are plenty of examples. Astu evam evam. Plenty are there. So, but tell us, sir, but yatha raja gopikana. So he says, so just like as for instance, in the case of the cowherdess of Vraja, Gokula, Vraja Gopika. Even Narada, Sri Ramakrishna, for Sri Ramakrishna, anybody is a devotee means they can be compared only to a Gopika. Are you really a devotee? Then find out what is the nature of a Gopi. Gopi is the greatest devotee of God. And we know, I will tell you, who are these Gopis? They are illiterate daughters of illiterate parents. That is what is called Gamali. You know, cowherdesses. Third class people. Those who graze the cows and then bring them milkman's daughters. Now, according to Sri Ram, when Rama went to Dandakaranya, 64,000 rishis who were meditating on the Parabrahma, Nirguna Brahma, they derived so much joy by just seeing Rama. They never experienced such kind of joy, even when they were meditating for so many years sitting in that Dandakaranya. We have never experienced joy. And you know what is the nature of joy? I want it. Again, we will never leave. We want to be with you. Your very presence gives us that joy. Rama said, in this incarnation, that's not my mission. You will be hindrance. But in my next incarnation as Krishna, all of you be born as gopis and we will be together and I will make you blessed and blissful. So this is what Sri Ramakrishna said, and this seems to be the truth. How do we know? Because in the Bhagavatam itself, I was mentioning Rasa Panchadhyay, five chapters on Rasa Lila. That's why it is called Rasa Panchadhyay. What is Rasa? Rasa means the person who derives Rasa, that is called Rasa. Derives Rasa from where? Not from sugar cane. Not from Rasagulla's rasa, divine rasa. A devotee, when he is contemplating on God, the amount of joy that he gets, that atmanyeva cha santushta, that joy is called rasa. Raso vaisaha. Rasa is another name for God. Sometimes I make fun, you know. That's why South Indian rasa is a direct manifestation of God. Rasa, you're North Indian fellows, you don't know anything about God. This is South Indians only know about. So, Rasam, our Rasam, South Indian Rasam. And then these North Indians, you know, they had not recognized Swami Vivekananda. It was the Madras people. Alshinga Peruma and all those people. Who really recognized the greatness and said, Swami, you have to go and attend the park. You are the only person so far as we know. Anyway, the point is that these are 64,000 rishis. Then devas, then other rishi munis. Shrutis, it is telling. According to us, Shruti means Veda. Shruti is not a book. Shruti is another manifestation of God. The Vedas. He said, we have tried to describe God, but we are only using empty words. We never experienced that God. This is the best opportunity. We will be born as trees, as cows, as calves, and then they have outside, inside, full consciousness, enjoying the Leela of Krishna Leela. You won't get this description about Rama, about Buddha, about Jesus. You won't get there. Only Krishna. That's why it's called Purna Avatara. Is also called Purna Avatara. Greatest Avatara. Nobody can be compared to him. Okay. So, that is the Vraja Gopika. Who is the Vraja Gopika? Tano Mana Dhyana. totally absorbed in God. So Ramakrishna says, Rasya Bhasya, like Rasagulla, you have put in a syrup. It is floating in this syrup. Inside rasa, outside rasa. Oh, because inside is full of, outside akhila, this one. So these gopikas are symbols of highest devotion. And what type of devotion? Ahayatuki bhakti. We don't want anything. If Krishna says, do you want me? No, no, we don't want it. Our joy is just to think of. If you want to come, you go. If you want to go, you go. We don't care. But thinking of you, we are quite happy. This is called true bhakti. Ahayatuki bhakti, representative of. So, anybody who has got this kind of advanced bhakti is called a gopika. That is why Sriram, the chief of those gopikas is called. And Sriram Krishna wanted to enjoy Sri Krishna. What did he do? This is called Mahabhava. These are very deep ideas. What is Bhava? What is Mahabhava? Vaishnava literature, devotional literature tells us what are all those things. We can discuss later. So, there are plenty of examples. For example, sir, yatha Vraja Gopikana is like this, Gopika, Vraja Gopikas, all the Gopikas. Then Narada is coming, telling something very, very important. You know what is he telling? If you think these Gopikas, many people think, we all that Gopikas were mere women. And they had Kama Bhava. And they saw this beautiful personality called Krishna. And they were attracted. Attracted by what? Physical desire, Kama. Like man and woman are attracted to each other. This idea might come. And many of us cherish that idea. Even though we don't dare to express. For many of us, they are very beautiful, but it's called Miss Universes. Every gopi is a Miss Universe. And Sri Krishna is the owner of all of them. This is the stupid idea people have got. Even pandits have that idea. Swami Vivekananda cleared. His talk on this Rasalila, some snippets. So he says, if anybody has got this much of lust, don't even go anywhere near. You won't be able to understand. It's only a person who has become so pure, the idea of man and woman, the distinction had completely vanished. Only he will be able to have a glimpse of what is God Rasa. We have to understand that in the words of these great people. And Sri Ramakrishna. One day, Ramakrishna, when he was at Dakshineshwar, he called all his disciples, said, you sit surrounding me. And then meditate upon this. This is Rasadeva. Categorically declared. So this is called Rasadeva. So, although we know they are not ordinary people, one is Narada is telling you. I will give you an example also. So, first I will give the example. After that, we go to this. You know, there's something called Gopika Gita. Gopi Gita, Gopika Gita. About, I think, 17th slokas are there in this Rasa Panchayatri. You know the background? That's true. All the gopis went to Mother Katyayani, worshipped her. Mother fulfilled our desire. So we want to spend time with Bhagavan Krishna. They got God's grace. She granted their bone. And Krishna only granted their bone in the form of Katyayani. So one Sharad Ratri, autumnal full moon day, and the whole Prakruti nature is in its most beautiful manifestation. Description, I cannot give you the description. I will not give it to you now. But Gopikas were doing various, some were milking the cows, some were cooking the food. The description was some parpadame is rice, boiled. The water has to be removed. So they just tilt the pot so that the water will go, and you put that mukdu, so that only water will go, the rice will remain inside. So she was doing that. One lady was suckling her baby. One lady was serving her husband. So she took something, either rice or curry, and that atta, it is halfway, it has not reached. At that time, he went on atta. So the lady, she left and ran. Another lady, a child was crying. I posted it 2-3 days back, you remember? Some Kathak was describing it. Chadvara. So one child was crying. The mother was not at all conscious. She was only absorbed in Krishna. So wherever they are, they just ran. Some people, they did not even dress proper. But they were not conscious of it. They all ran towards that Yamuna Tira, to the shore bank of the Yamuna. Their brothers and their children, they all started to hold them back. Some of them were held back and they gave up their body. Some of them could not be held. That means all attachments are being cut. We have to remember that. If it is Kama Bhava, they will be frightened. But they were not frightened. So they came. And then Sri Krishna started playing games. He said, oh ladies, you are all married people. And what will the society say that you have come at night to meet, you know, a young man like me? No, this is not scriptures. Don't tell. Please go back. And it is also full of wild animals. And it is a fearful place. Like that he went on. He said, Krishna, do you think we can go? Do you think we have come to go back? Even you cannot stop us. Don't tell all those nonsense. He did not say bracket. So stop that bunk. Let us play together like that. Then you see, they started. Then what happened? Ahankara came. What is the ahankara? That we worshipped Mother Katyayani, obtained a boon, got Krishna by our efforts. This is called ahankara. You can't get God. Only God's grace can give us to God. Soon as that pillar came, Krishna disappeared. The moment Krishna disappeared, all Ananda gone. They were as though fell down from a Mount Everest. They realized. Because it was Krishna who threw them down. So Krishna's touch will not go in vain. They became awakened. Then they said, it is because of our ignorance, egotism, we lost Krishna. Then they started singing. It is called Gopi Gita. 20 verse. Jayati Janmana Te Dikam Raja Krishna. Like that it was. Beautiful song. Then one of those verses tells us whether they were illiterate gopis or those who were swimming in the joy of Samadhi. Nakalu Gopika Nanda no bhava akira dehinam antaratmadri. O Krishna, you think you are the son of an ordinary milkmaid? No, na khalu gopika. Here gopika may show that you are not the son of a gopika called Yashoda, Nanda no bhava. Then who am I? Akira dehinam antaratmadri. You are the inner witness in every living creature. Akhila Dehina. That means you are God. Plainly, you are Paramatma. Like that. You are not even Krishna, you are Paramatma. That was the knowledge with which they came to. See? All the verses indicate their understanding of then. Tavakatha Amritam, Tapta Jeevana, Kaviviriditam, Kalmashapaham. Shravana Mangalam Srimadatata Bhuvi Grinanti Ete Bhurida. Who are the greatest donors on earth? Those who spread your glory. Narada, for example. How can he be? Because any kind of dana helps you in a very small way, only for a temporary time. But those who spread your name, they are helped forever. All their wants are fulfilled at one stroke forever. That means if you get mukti, after that, what is there for you to desire? That is the understanding. Bhurida jana. Bhuri means infinite. They are the great. Who? Those who spread your name. This is part of the Gopika group. And M, when he came to Sri Ramakrishna, and he had very depressed man, he wanted to commit suicide. But when he came to Sri Ramakrishna, all those things totally disappeared. And his whole life was transformed. Not only that, he realized that I am eternally related to Sri Ramakrishna. And now I have a mission to fulfill. What is that mission? To note down and not to forget, not to add anything. So Kyam did not add anything to Sri Ramakrishna's words. He had that beautiful. Sri Ramakrishna used to talk in village patwa. So that village patwa itself he had written. Sri Ramakrishna used to use very few verbs. You know, very, what is that, sankshipta. Very short, cut sentences, but anybody can understand. So, M had heard it. That's why that language is a unique language. And so many people study the literary merits of Sri Ramakrishna. Even Swamiji appreciated. He said, in those days, people used to, one sentence used to go, this big, your Aurobindo is the greatest, you know. 10 lines. By the time you start somewhere, you come to the second line. Where am I? In a deep forest where you don't see anything. Shabda Jalam Maharanyam Chitta Brahmana Karanam. Like that. So, as soon as Gopika Gita, they express, O Lord, our Ahankara, Shiratara, forever. Has been destroyed. You are the only one who could destroy. And then Bhagavatam gives such a poetic description. Avir Harir Avir Asti Sakshat Manmatha Manmatha. Immediately Sri Krishna appeared. Appeared means what? Where did he go? He did not go anywhere. No, Sri Ramakrishna was one day talking. You see, we are so near, but you can't see my face. Where did Sri Ramakrishna go? He did not go anywhere, but you can't see because nobody can see because there is this Maya Tara. This beautiful curtain is there. It is showing so many other things, you know. It's not a blank curtain. All the virtual reality is going on there. So as soon as their ego is being removed, Sakshat Hari Avira sees. As though he came. What type of hari? Saksha. Manmatha Manmatha. You know what is Manmatha? The god of love. Kamadeva. He is called Manmatha. Why is he called Manmatha? Jo man ko mathan karta hai. Like, you know, churns the mind. That is called Manmatha. But Manmatha churns our mind. Sri Krishna churns his mind, Sakshat Manmatha. That's why he is also called, what is called, the father of Manmatha. Manmatha, you know, was cursed by Shiva, reduced to ashes. Pratidevi goes, Lord, what have you done? Without my husband, I, Pratidevi. He says, all right. He will be born as when Krishna takes incarnation, he will be born. Then he will be born. Again, he will be get married. How many times these fellows are getting married, God alone. Anyway, that is one of the, he is the father of Manmatha. In spiritual sense also, who created Manmatha? Srishtikarta. Who was, before Manmatha came, who was there? God was there. So that's why is Brahma's father, you know, Lord Vishnu is Brahma's father. You know that? Lord Vishnu, Navi Kamala is there. And who is born of that Navi Kamala? Then Narayana told him that you start creating. That means our creative power. The creative power of Vishnu is called Brahma. The sustaining power of Vishnu, Paramatma, is called Vishnu. And the sustaining power of Pralayakala, that is the power which unmanifests the manifested things, that is called Shiva. Three functions, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, not Vishnu. So, that is the rahasya of this Rasa Leela. So, Narada is telling, na tatra api mahatma jnana vismruti apavadaha. If the gopikas did not know the glory of Sri Krishna, that he is Bhagavan, it would be like a public woman running after any desirable, any rich man. No, they are not like that. They were fully aware. Who do we know? Just now I told you to. Jayati Janmana, Avakatha Amritam, Akhila Dehinam, Antaratmadru. That is what. They never forgot his glory. But at the same time, they don't want to remember that glory. They don't want to remember that glory. Because if they remember God, this is God, you cannot go near. We can only be from a long distance. Arjuna, he was devoted to Krishna. But this Bhagavan's Rupa has come. He said, no, I am right. I don't want to stop. I want to love you. I want to behave with you like a friend. And it's possible only tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena. I want to see you in that old form. Sri Ramakrishna says, a bhakta doesn't want to see 10 hands, not even 4 hands, not even 2 hands. So it's a beautiful, so wonderful, you know, Narada has comprised the opening first. Om Jananim Sharada Devi Brahma Krishna Jagat Guru Pada Patni
So you can also go to the Google and say the